Uh-oh. He had a gold tooth. Never trust a man with a gold tooth, I always say. And this was not looking good. But then he took off his glasses and... well, his eyes looked better now. More normal and less like... Sometimes a pair of glasses, well... I don't know what they do, but they make the eyes look kind of ghoulish. Anyway, I felt some better when he took them off.
Well, said Rudy, I see you've brought a little friend to enroll in our school.
Yes, sir, and I hope you can teach him something. The rest of us hadn't had much luck.
It's all technique. Technique and patience. You'll be amazed.
Rudy wrote down some information on his pad and had Slim fill out a form. Then he took Slim's check and gave him a little booklet that he was supposed to read before school started in the morning. Slim looked at the cover and said, "The well-adjusted dog?" Rudy smiled.
"That's right. And it's even autographed."
He made some notes on his pad of paper, and once again I found myself studying his hair. I hopped my front paws up on the table and leaned toward it to get a better view.
"Hank?"
Rudy chuckled.
"He's all right. We're gonna be friends. I can already tell. Now let's see. His name's Hank?"
Rudy wrote that down.
"And he is a... what's the breed?"
"Soup hound."
"Mixed breed, we call it."
He wrote that down.
"And does Hank have any physical handicaps or abnormalities?"
"No, just a few mental problems."
Rudy got a chuckle out of that.
"So Hank's a ranch dog. We don't get many of those."
While Rudy was bent over the desk, I managed to run a sniff analysis on his hair. Just as I had suspected, there was something peculiar about it. It not only looked odd, but I detected something unusual in the scent. It just didn't smell right. Did I dare press this investigation a little further? I rolled my eyes towards Slim and saw that he wasn't watching. He was hitching up his jeans again, so I leaned closer, made pinchers of my front teeth, and sort of... You won't believe this. You absolutely won't believe it, but I'll tell you anyway. Rudy drew back his head, and I found myself holding... No wonder I'd been suspicious of his hair. The guy had been wearing a squirrel on his head. It came off... And now the dome of his head was as smooth as an egg. For a long moment of heartbeats, we stared into each other's eyes. Rudy's pleasant smile turned into a crooked snarl.
"Give me that!"
He leaped up from his chair and made a grab for my prize. Maybe I should have given it back, but I don't know, when he lunged at me like that, I just had this instinct to hang on to it. I mean, how often does a dog catch a squirrel in the basement of a courthouse? On a man's head. This was one for the record books, and I wasn't anxious to give it up. Slim almost had a stroke. His face turned bright red, and he yanked it out of my jaws. Bad idea. Something ripped. He handed the thing back to Rudy.
"Mister, I'm sure sorry about this."
Rudy snatched it away, looked it over, and pitched it onto the table.
"Maybe you're right about the dog. We'd be glad to refund your money."
"Nope. The boss said to bring him."
"I see."
A smile of ice formed on Rudy's mouth.
"In that case, we'll see you tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock.
I thought that was the end of it, but it wasn't. And this last part is really strange. The guy fixed his eyes on me, leaned toward me with his bald head shining in the light, and barked.
I'm not kidding, he actually barked at me.
Roar!
We left the room in a hurry.